Well, greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you from the lovely island nation of Sri Lanka, where on this little spot on the planet, this little spot on the globe, we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We proclaim that He is indeed King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the one over it all. And in the process of life, in the process of the things that you and I will experience while we're here, never lose heart. You know, I know that there's times where things come up, they may get you down. You know, you got to keep in mind that part of life is seasons. The book of Ecclesiastes talks about how there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time to plant, there's a time to reap, there's a time to sow, there's a time to reap, there's a time to be born, there's a time to die. There's a time for everything, a time for war, a time for peace. You know, part of life is the cycles of life. Part of life is going through those different things. You know, if you're blessed to live in countries where you have more visible seasons, you know, you'll see the summer and the fall and the winter and the spring. You know, other places, you know, you may just have like the monsoons and the dry season and things like that. But you see seasons, you see, and even when trees, when they mark the years, you know, how do you know how old a tree is? You count the rings. Because every year when it goes through a season of growth and retraction, it marks it by a line in its, and so when you do a cross section, when you cross cut a tree, that's what you'll end up finding, is a line there to for every year that it is, for the age that it is. Because it goes through some tough things. You know, many times too, when people cut down trees, they can see a history that coincides with the history of that place. You know, maybe there was a fire in that area. Maybe there was a drought. Maybe there was different things that happened. And the trees can tell the story because of what they lived through. You know, our lives will tell a story because of that which we've lived through. You know, the world focuses on trying to pad itself and protect itself from any eventuality. That is the goal of the world and the world system, is to get enough money together to build your walls high enough to sanitize everything around you so much that nothing can get close and nothing can touch you. Whereas in the kingdom, God sends His own Son into the world, you know, born in challenging situation, in a quite dirty condition. I mean, He was basically put in a food trough, in a manger, you know, no room for them in the inn. They stayed with the animals. You know, I mean, He grew up from the very start in tough conditions, with His feet walking on the very same earth that you and I walk on. You know, Jesus Christ did not try to protect Himself from the difficulties of life. Rather, He said, you know, I have overcome the world. See, Jesus overcame the world. He didn't need to be protected from it. He overcame it. Jesus came into this world, took it on head on, and won. Jesus came into this world, took the very best shots that they had to give, the very best that they had to give. I mean, the top demonic powers, the highest natural powers, the all that they could come up with, everything they could muster. In fact, He even took the entire sins of the whole world, past, present, and future, upon Himself, and absorbed it into his being. He that knew no sin became sin for us. I mean, it took 3 hours just to absorb the sins, just to take it all into his body, so that when he would die on that cross, sin would die with him. Sin, do you know that? That for the follower of Christ, sin died on the cross? It did. He that knew no sin became sin for us. You got to cross-reference some of these things. Look at the scapegoat and the sacrifice. There's a sacrifice that was made for the people during the Passover. And you know, Jesus Christ was that sacrifice. The sins of the people was put upon him. He absorbed it. He was sinless. He was blameless. He was faultless. And he took it all upon himself. And it died on that cross. And it died with him. And that's why you and I can live with him. You and I can live with him. We can live with truth. We can live with that which was we were intended to live with, that which was we were made for. Yep. See you. That's a buddy of mine. Some of these guys. Oh, sorry. Just a small commercial break there. Sometimes you drive around in this country. You get to know some people on the side of the road. But anyways, God took it upon himself. He took the sins of the world and absorbed them into himself so that you and I could have life eternal. See, either he would have done that for us, or you, on your death, would take those sins with you and have to pay for them. And you know in yourself that you cannot pay the price for the sins that you've committed in this life. You know that. You know for yourself that if it were required of your hand to pay your sin debt, that you could not pay it. That's right. And you know what? It's okay. Because that's what God did for us. That's what Jesus did when he went to the cross. He knew you could never pay it. And so he went and paid for it himself. In his own blood. You know, we needed that. And see, but it's not, that's not the end of the story. See, death could not hold him. The grave could not hold him. And because it couldn't hold him, he came back. He rose again. And he was the first fruits of the resurrection life that you and I have in him. See, when you receive him as your Lord and Savior, when you bow your knee before the King of Kings, when you take life eternal that he offers, from that place, as you go forward and you rise up, you know, even when we get baptized, I mean, all that is, it's a natural demonstration of the spiritual reality that we've gone through. The old man has died, was buried. The new man has come forward. So to live is Christ, to die is gain. All the scriptures tie together. So there's a new life that you and I have now in him. And we walk that out. See, that's the advantage that you have as a follower of Christ. Look, the world has no hold on you. It has zero hold on you. It can't hold you. Even if it wanted to, it can't hold you. The only way the world can hold you is if you, of your free will, allow it to. Did you know that? Did you know that? The only way the world can hold you is if you, of your free will, allow it to hold you. Because otherwise it can't. It has no hold on you. As a follower of Christ, legally it has no hold on you. Because the legal requirement was fulfilled in Christ Jesus. The legal requirement was paid for in Christ Jesus. He was the sufficient substitution, the sufficient sacrifice was made and paid for you and for me. And that's the advantage that we have. Is that now, okay, look, now you can actually live. Now you can actually walk. And you know it terrifies the worlders when they see somebody free. That's why they do so much to try to track you. That's why they try to do so much to try to thwart your good efforts. You know, do you ever wonder why when you just speak truth and help people and focus on doing that which is right and true and brings life, why is it that people have a problem with you? Why is it that they target you? Do you ever wonder why? Well, it's because you're a child of God. It's because there's light in you and in them there's darkness. Because see, when they're children of the devil, they're children of the darkness. You know, Paul talked about how God saved him from, brought him from the power of Satan unto God. From darkness to light. From the power of Satan unto God. You know, if you are targeting the children of God, if you are doing, working against God's true children, whose side do you think you're on? You know, Jesus said that a time will come that, you know, they will think that those that kill one of his are doing God a service. They do that because they never knew me. You know, they do horrible, horrible, horrible things against the children of God because they don't know him. And they also don't know the judgment that they bring and incur upon themselves because of those things. Because too, here's the other side of it as well. They heap sin upon sin upon sin upon themselves. And because they've rejected the Son of God, because they've rejected the truth, they now have to pay for all of those sins, including the sins of going after you, including the sins of persecuting the messengers of God. Look, it is dumb to go after God's people. It is. Because if you are part of that, you bring eternal judgment upon yourself. Why are you going to go after one of his? Why are you going to hurt one of his? The only thing that you do is you require that accounts be settled. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I shall repay. The only thing that you do is you make an entry in God's book. And he says, all right. I owe this person because I've got a child out there. I've got a son. I've got a daughter. And they've been wronged. So I've kept track and I will take care of it. That's why also too, for you and I, the call is to forgive. The call is to release. The call is to let go. The call is just to say, you know what? All right, I forgive. I forgive, I release, I let go, I pray for you. I pray that God would spare you. I pray that God would heal you. Because you know also too, one of the reasons why the worlders are so cruel, even to their own, is because they're hurt. And they need to be healed. See, when somebody is hurt, they want to hurt others. When someone is in pain and they're part of the world, they want to share that pain with others. They want others to feel the same pain that they feel, to hurt the same way they hurt. And they go out of their way so that people have that, so that people experience that. But you, as a child of God, you are called to turn the other cheek, to bless those that persecute you, to pray for those that spitefully use you. That doesn't mean you stick around like a punching bag. No, and it doesn't mean that you don't have a backbone either. But it means that you hold nothing in your heart against those that would do ill will against you. You don't. You don't hold anything in your heart against them. You just release it and let it go. You know, you may have to deal with some stuff here and there. Fine, deal with it. But release. Let go. Don't hold anything inside. Because God doesn't want you to. He never wanted you to hold that which you were never intended to carry. See, when He died on the cross, He took it all. He took it all, including the need to feel horrible about the things that people do to you. Look, they hurt because they're hurt themselves. They're angry, they're bitter, they're alone, they're afraid, they're angry, they're upset, and they see you with joy and peace, walking in freedom, and able just to do that which whatever God has for you to do. And they're angry. They're upset. And they want to try to steal and rob your joy. You know what? When people hurt you, just let it go. And you know what? Every now and then, if you want to, just take a look and see in time to come. Oftentimes, God uses you to tag those situations. And that, what that is spiritually, when you're different and you go into a situation and they strike out against you, not for anything legitimate, but purely because you are who you are in Christ Jesus. By doing that, they extend their hand against the representative of the living God. You know, the old school time, when they even talked about being an ambassador for Christ, in the old school time, when, and even today, you know, an ambassador spoke on behalf of those he represented, on behalf of the nation he represented. So, if you were to reject his message, you would reject the message of the king as well. You would reject the message of the state that sent him. You would reject all that was behind him. And you would potentially face the consequences of rejecting all that was behind him. So when somebody reaches a hand against a true child of the living God. Now look, there's a bunch of fake ones running around. There's a bunch of fake preachers, fake prophets, fake evangelists, fake. People that don't walk with him, don't know him. You know, wouldn't know God if he showed them an ID badge. I mean, they don't know him at all. So there's a difference. But when somebody reaches a hand against one of the true children of the living God, and they reject that message, or they harm that person, they reject the message of the one that sent them. They harm the person that's a representative for that nation, for that state. In our case, for that kingdom. And, you know, in the old school days, if you did something like that, you would run the risk of your entire nation being destroyed by the other one if it was stronger than you, for what you would do against an ambassador. So, because you don't get to do that. You know, I mean, there is, a need to understand, you know, if you're going to be on this earth. And look, if you're going to be part of the other side, i.e. if you're going to take a spot in the kingdom of darkness and be part of that ladder and that hierarchy and do all of those things, you got to realize, if you're going to, all right, look, that's all you'll ever get. It's all your life will ever be. When you leave this life, you go on to a very horrible reality. But if you want to keep your years from being cut short more than they already will be, and if you want to ensure yourself at least the longest period of time to, you know, go about whatever it is that you chose to do here by rejecting light and truth, know a few ground rules. And one of them is, don't lift a hand against the true child of the living God. Do not. Because I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen those that would work against the true children of the living God. They're not around anymore. Stuff happens. God deals with them in His own way. Do you know that the very breath in your lungs is on loan from God? Just that alone should put fear into somebody's heart. They should fear the living God, knowing that the very ability they have to breathe was given by Him. And if He withdrew that, if He just said, all right, I put it on loan in you and I want it back, because it's His right. And if He was to withdraw that, your life here would cease and you would go on into your eternal reality. If that scares you, then you need to bow your knee before the living God and get right with Him right now. If it quickens you to the reality and encourages you to put your shoulders back and do what He has for you, praise God, because that's what you need to be about. That's what you need to be doing. You need to forget all of this stupidity and all of the games and the shenanigans the world plays. You need to put your shoulders back, praise God, and get on with it. God intended that you would get on with it. You know, there is no place in a war for those that, you know, if you're in the middle of a war, you better be committed to the side you're on. And you better also understand how to take the orders of the one who's in command of you. Because if you don't, you're going to die quickly, and you're also going to probably endanger a lot of other people. So God quickens people. And when He quickens you, just follow His lead, because He knows. He knows what's going on. He knows what you need. He knows what is required in this time. And He knows how to strengthen you for the journey at hand. Look, there's a lot of situations that God is going to end up putting you in where you're not going to know. You really aren't. But you'll know the one that sent you. You'll know the one that instructed you. That's enough. All you got to do is know the one that sent you, and all you got to do is know what He's speaking to you. You do that, you'll be fine. You don't have to understand all the intricacies. You don't have to understand the inner workings. Just when He says left, go left. When He says right, go right. When He says stop, stop. When He says go up, go up. You know why? Because when you do that and you live in that kind of relationship and you listen to the voice of the living God when He speaks to you, the result of that is going to be you're going to be where you need to be, when you need to be there, doing what you need to do at the right time. And you won't know how many things, how many arrows of the enemy that you will have missed, and that will have missed you completely just because you were in step with Him. And you don't have to worry. You don't have to, you know, when things are going on and swirling around you, you don't see the bigger picture. You don't know where things will be in time to come. So when, you know, when you're in the middle of a swirling situation, don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. You just have to trust God. You just have to put it before Him and say, Lord God, all right, I'm in the middle of this situation. I don't quite know what to do, but I trust You. And because I trust You, Lord, You lead and direct me and You guide me. You show me what to do. And I pray that I just end up where You want me to be, doing what You want me to do, in peace with You and step with You. In Jesus' name. You know, all you got to do is trust Him. All you got to do is believe and rely on Him. You know, it's when people stop trusting Him and they try to do it in their own strength, that's when they end up in all kinds of mess. You know, you don't need to do that. His strength is sufficient for you. For you, for me. His strength is grace. It's sufficient for that which we need for this day. You know, God will strengthen you. God will build you up. God is going to make an incredible foundation in your life of Him. And upon that foundation, upon that rock, He's going to build His church. The revelation of who Christ Jesus is, who He truly is, God is going to build that church with and in you, and raise you up in these days, because surely we live in the last days. We live in a powerful time. But in this powerful time, truth is reigning forward. Strength is rising up in the people of God. And He knows what He's doing with His people, and He has you. So, you don't have to worry. All you got to do is trust and believe. And know that He has all things under control and in His power. And when you get discouraged, just stop. Take a step back. Breathe deep. And open your eyes. Lift them up to heaven. And say, Lord God, this is where I am. I'm a bit discouraged. I'm struggling with this. I'm struggling with that. But I know the one that I serve. And I know You're in control. So Lord, would You please lead and direct and guide me in this situation. And I trust You because I know that You have my best interest at heart. And watch what He does with that. Watch what He does when you pray and you ask Him. The way that He undertakes for your situation. The way that He undertakes for your life. You know, God is not going to cheat you out of life. You know, He's going to take care of those that are His. But, you know, it also requires that for yourself, you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God will take care of what you need. It requires that you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. It requires that you love your neighbor as yourself. You know, do these things and see the blessing of God that's there in them. It'll change you. It's not about doing for God. This will change you. It will build you, fashion you into what God intended you to be. And as you trust Him, He's going to raise you up. And He will make you strong in Him. And when you become strong in Him, you can stand on your own two feet. You can put your shoulders back. You can look the enemy in the face. And you will not flinch. You will not falter. You will certainly not bow. Because He that is in you is He that is in that is in every situation that you have to go through. You know, He's not going to leave you lonely. He's not going to leave you stranded. He's not going to leave you wondering what to do. He that's in you is in every situation that you would go through. Because you're walking with Him. You know Him. You trust Him. You believe in Him. And as you trust and believe, and you look to Him, He who has overcome the world, overcomes the enemy of your soul. And whatever it is that you would face, whatever it is that the enemy would throw at you, none of it can withstand. And God will carry you through. And with that, hey, God bless you guys. We love you. Keep on keeping on. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Or say hi on our Facebook page. I always love to hear from you guys. So just search for us online, Faith Mix, one word. You'll find us. Hey, talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.